last Sunday, Evan talked about and Jeff preached about forgiveness. Jeff didn't completely preach about forgiveness, but he mentioned it quite often. Evan talked about forgiveness. And I don't know if you remember, but last Sunday, Evan asked the question how a loving God could send a people to an eternal hell. And today is Easter, and we are here to worship and celebrate the fact that Christ conquered death, he rose from the dead, and thereby we know that we have eternal life. And that was one of the last things that Evan mentioned last Sunday, is that we gain eternal life because of Christ's death and resurrection. And so that's a wonderful promise we have. Let's read in Matthew 28, verses 1 through 8. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there ye shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And so that word, great joy. There was great joy in their heart because Christ had risen. So as I was reflecting upon Easter and wondering what to share today, I kept coming back to what Evan shared last Sunday, forgiveness. And I kept coming back to that because I think that's the greatest gift that the fact that he arose gives us here on this earth, thus people, is forgiveness. And so if you don't mind, I'm going to talk about forgiveness before we finish out with a little bit more of Easter. Because I think forgiveness is what we have gained by Christ's death and resurrection. You know, if you go back and think about if he would have stayed in the grave, there would be no resurrection. Would there be forgiveness? He could have died for us, but then he wouldn't have conquered death and sin and all the pain that's in the world. So we need his resurrection for him to have completed the task of forgiving us for our sins. So I want to talk about forgiveness. And I want to think about how Jesus, when he was on the cross, there was two thieves on either side of him. And the one thief mocked him, but the other thief said, you know, he has the power to give life. That's not his exact words. And Jesus said, today ye shall be with me in paradise. Jesus promised that thief, even while he was in pain and suffering on the cross, forgiveness and a promise of eternal life right while he was on the cross. And you have to think about the great love that Christ had. When we suffer, how much do we care about others? We can only think of our pain. But Christ, even in that time, was thinking of someone else's pain. I'm going to tell you a story of forgiveness that I heard about 2 months ago. It might have been a month and a half ago. But it made an impression upon me, and I want to share that story with you. It's a story about my Uncle Dave and Aunt Barb. My Uncle Dave, when he was young, he decided that he didn't want to follow Christ. He left home, got married at an early age, but he, as he went on with their married life, he became an alcoholic. And he drank himself to a point that it was about 35 years ago, he had a couple teenagers, so this was an ongoing thing. Anyhow, his oldest son shared this at his funeral, and it made an impression upon my soul, and I've been thinking about it since. And so this is a story of forgiveness. Dave, as he raised his children would mention God or salvation. He would go into a rant about how that religion hadn't helped anybody. Fact is, it had hurt more people than it ever helped. And so his children became used to this rant and his anger towards God. They became used to that. And whenever God was mentioned, they thought, oh, no, here's Dad again. Dad's going to go on his rant again about religion. But so one day, Dave got a job for a pastor, and a pastor slowly worked with him through that year and led him to Christ. And his oldest son, Wayne, shared this story at his funeral. Wayne said that one day he came home. I don't know if it was home from school, but he walked into the living room, and he heard these sobs, these great racking sobs. And Dave had given his heart to the Lord. And so Wayne, even at that time, was somewhat cynical, wasn't sure what that would mean for the family. In a week or few later, I'm not sure what time span went on in there. Sure enough, at the kitchen table one day, somebody mentioned God, and Dave went into his rant again how that religion had never helped anybody. Religion had hurt more people than it helped, and that he didn't have any use for religion. And Wayne's rolling his eyes and thinking, oh, no, here we go again. Dad's just talking about no change. But then Dave stopped. He said, but I do believe, after this big rant, he said, I do believe in the saving power of Jesus Christ in my life. And Wayne stopped and looked at him and said, Dad said that? He couldn't believe his dad said that. And so that was a change in Dave's life. And then so the next part of the story that Dave, Wayne told was is that there, it became obvious to his wife, Barb, they had actually gotten divorced at this time. But they had not moved on with their lives, and so they were still a lot closely related to each other with family and such. And it became obvious to Barb that Dave had changed. But the problem with Barb was is that she had so much to forgive. So much to forgive. All these hurts, all these years of hurts, and so much to forgive. And she couldn't forgive. And so one day she was out. Sorry about my throat. One day she was out hanging clothes up on the line. And as she had a whole basket full of clothes, and she was out hanging up clothes. And she would pick up each article of clothing. She would hang it on the line. She thought about, this is something Dave did to me. And she'd hang up the next article of clothing. Here's something else Dave did to me. And she knew she should forgive, and she couldn't forgive. She hung up that whole little clothes, the whole basket full, and she wasn't done thinking about all the things that Dave had done to her. And she thought, you know what? There's that load of clothes. It's empty, and I'm still not forgiving it. And she looked down at that clothesline. It was full of clothes. And it, to her, it illustrated all the hurts and griefs that Dave had given her in their married life. And she recognized that she had to forgive. So she did. She got down on her knees, and she said, Lord, I'm going to forgive him. And she did. That was 35 years ago. 31 years ago, Barb went to meet the Lord. And about 2 months ago, Dave went. But at his funeral, he had 35 years to prove to the community and his family what forgiveness meant. And he did that. He lived a life of Christ, a forgiven life. And so I told that story this morning because I wanted to put it in day-to-day practice, the things that we have to do when we are forgiven, how we live out that. That's just one story. Every one of you, each of you, us, all of us have a story about forgiveness that we have to play out in our lives. Also, one other little story I want to tell. Last week, I talked to a man that was living deep in sin for years, and a year ago, he wanted forgiveness, and he asked for forgiveness from his family, from his church, and I asked him, I said, how is it going? He said, you know, it's going pretty good. He said, my family has forgiven me. He said, my church has forgiven me. But he said, you know, the person I can't forgive is myself. He said, how could have I ever been so stupid and so thankless to have gone down that road all those years and done that? He said, I just can't forgive myself. And so I reflected upon the fact that he said he couldn't forgive himself. And I've come to the conclusion that we can't forgive ourselves. You will never be able to forgive yourself. You are not God. And so if you have issues in your life that you think I got to forgive myself for something, you're never going to get there. What you're doing when you're asking yourself to forgive yourself is you're asking yourself to become God, and you're not God. If you want forgiveness, you have to go to the cross. And we have to ask God to forgive us. The only person that can forgive us is God. Others can forgive us for things that we've done against them. But we don't have the power to forgive ourselves. The only reason there's even forgiveness in the world is because God ordained it from the time of the creation. And at the cross, he showed that perfect sacrifice and how forgiveness is done. Remember on the cross, Christ said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And so let's remember, as we think about Easter this morning, what forgiveness plays a huge part in that. And so how does forgiveness and Easter tie together? Christ is risen, and we are forgiven. And would death and sin have been conquered if Christ hadn't risen? So this morning, let's rejoice that we have a risen Savior, and let's live today and as we are a forgiven people. And let's tell others about him, and hopefully they can find that forgiveness as well. Okay, that's all I had to share on for a devotion. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, I want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. We thank you for eternal life. As Evan spoke about last Sunday, Lord, that we can have eternal life through that forgiveness that you offer. And Lord, Evan also spoke last Sunday about how that you planned that from the very foundation of the earth. And I thank you for that, Lord. Each of us thank you for that, that we can have that. We pray, Lord, this morning as we worship you, that we would remember that we serve a risen Savior, a holy Lord, and that we would remember that you are as white as snow, and we want to be like that, Lord, through forgiveness. Thank you for Jesus today, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.